Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
On Florida's Space Coast, we think you can have the best of both worlds. Kind of like right now. Driving at your desk, maybe at the gym, but you're also grooving to some music. Visit us and you'll go to the beach and see a rocket launch or go kayaking and manatee spotting. It's all waiting for you on the only beach that doubles as a launch pad. Plan your adventure today at visitspacecoast.com.
One, two, three, four, five. Oh, yeah, here we go. One, two, three. All right. Now, can you hear us now? Oh, dear, what a disaster. A bit like... You just talk for a minute so I can make sure there's audio coming out.
All good now. That's good. Well.
Oh, well, you just missed some amazing pearls of wisdom.
Some of the greatest analysis of all time.
Wow, technical geniuses. So let's start again.
We did it in French. We did it fluent French. It was just,
So, look, Australia have won the toss and sent Kiwis in. A terrific start to the night for Australia. And then it was all Australia in the first 10 overs. The Kiwis got off to a very slow start, just getting to 57 at the halfway break. And then they really accelerated afterwards to make 172. Do you think they're short, Paul?
Well, I kind of do, although I noticed that Crickviz at the innings break has New Zealand a 55% chance. And I have a lot of respect for their algorithm. So that gives me some pause for concern. Shane Watson in commentary sort of said that he didn't think the pitch was that good. But I just look at Kane Williamson, 85 from 48, strike rate of 177. He's not normally that expansive. And I'd like to think that if Williamson, classy player that he is, can score that quickly, that some of the Australian players can do so as well. It did seem a few times that the Australians had the rags out trying to get some dew off the ball. Mitchell Starc bowled a waist-high full toss that looked like it had slipped. So maybe there's that as well. But I think, the key moment of the innings was Josh Hazlewood on the boundary dropping Williamson. And that poor old Starc after that really copped a pummeling. His first three overs went for 50. He bowled a good final over, came back. I wouldn't have given him the final over, but credit to him, he bowled that quite well.
Well, you wouldn't have picked him in the match.
I wouldn't have. And, you'd have to say at this stage that I've been vindicated.
Well, we'll see with the result. I thought Australia's bowlers, apart from Starc, bowled pretty well. Josh Hazlewood, four overs, three wickets for 16, a big comeback performance after copping a bit of tap in the semi-finals. Glenn Maxwell, three overs, none for 28. He copped a little bit of stick. Pat Cummins, four overs, none for 27. Really liked the way Cummins bowled at the death overs. He took the pace off the ball. And, you know, actually the New Zealand side were threatening to get up much closer to 200 the way they were going. But he and Hazelwood helped bring that back. Stark obviously leaked a few from the other end, but without Cummins, we might have been chasing a lot more.
I think Stark's third over went for 22, and then Cummins and Hazelwood bowled the next two overs and really, as you say, dragged things back. And so it was interesting, like Martin Guptill, 28 off 35. Is that an innings that if New Zealand ultimately don't win this World Cup, they'll look back on and think, what's doing there? That's very, very unlike Martin Guptill. You think if he's going to face 35 balls, he's going to score at least 40-something and probably much more than that. So, yeah, I'm relatively optimistic at the innings break. I'm worried by Crick Viz giving it 55-45.
Who are they giving it to, 55-45?
New Zealand.
Wow, interesting.
And the fact that Shane Watson on commentary saying that it's a bit too paced, but I just come back to Williamson. If he can score that quickly, then, my tip at the innings break is that I'm slightly more confident about Australia winning than I was before a ball was bowled. It could be interesting.
And just continuing on with the bowling figures, Adam Zampa, four overs, one for 26. He continues his excellent tournament. He is far exceeded my expectations. Really came out well again tonight. And Mitchell Marsh, the other bowler, one over, none for 11. So he was expensive in that over. You know, you mentioned Martin Guptill's innings. And I guess if New Zealand do lose tonight, they will look at that innings and that first 10 overs and think they haven't been adventurous enough. We saw it with Pakistan in the semi-final. They were quite conservative their first 10 overs and they were a bit short. And that's my worry. If you're a Kiwi fan out there, you know, were the New Zealanders a bit starstruck by the big occasion in those first 10 overs? They came out of the blocks, I think, the 11th over went for plenty. And from there, They were pretty aggressive for the rest of the innings, but was it a little bit too late?
Yeah, because not only Guptill, but also Glenn Phillips, 18 from 17, Daryl Mitchell, 11 from 8. So strange. I can't put my finger on it at the moment. Was it just an innings of absolute pure class from Kane Williamson that maybe the Australian innings will put that further into context as what a fine innings it was? Or did his fellow New Zealand batsman go a bit too slowly?
All righty. Well, I can see the Aussie opening batsman taking strikes. So that's it for our very quick halftime show. We've sorted out the audio. Paul and I will be going live after play to react to the chase. Whatever happens, win, lose, tie, super over, we'll be here live at the end of play. Thanks, everybody, for watching. All I'll say is Trent Bolt against Aaron Finch. I'm a bit nervous.
Is he out yet?
Not yet. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
On Florida's Space Coast, we think you can have the best of both worlds. Kind of like right now. Driving at your desk. Maybe at the gym. But you're also grooving to some music. Visit us and you'll go to the beach. And see a rocket launch. Or go kayaking and manatee spotting. It's all waiting for you on the only beach that doubles as a launch pad. Plan your adventure today at visitspacecoast.com.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.